Time for the little known black history fact. President Barack Obama continues to promote diplomacy between the United States and Cuba. The island nation's rich black history should also be acknowledged. Fidel Castro, Cuban revolution in the 1950s, opened up an even larger discussion of Cuba's prideful connection to Africa. Today, Afro-Cubans are prominent in America's culture by way of sports and entertainment. Rosario Dawson, famed boxer Kid Chocolate, and the legendary Celia Cruz are famous black Cubans. When Sybil and I left, did you see this text, Sib? This is so interesting. You know, I told you about when you walk around in Cuba, you see the inequalities. Mm-hmm. You can see the inequalities, and I know this to be true too. 646464. Also, for the most part, black Cubans are paid in pesos, and white Cubans are paid in cucs, C-U-C-S, which have a much higher value.
What?
Yeah.
So the lighter Cubans are paid
more
than the darker Cubans.
Yeah. The black Cubans are paid in pesos, which are basically worthless. And then there's another currency. They have two currencies, and it's basically currency for white Cubans and currency for black Cubans.
And you wonder why we have the water gun fight. This is for Cuba.
Really? This is what brings you to the water gun fight?
This one's for Cuba!
That's how you solve it.
That's how. When we get on the beach.
Okay.
Say hello to my little friend!
Really?
Yeah. You don't see it.
It's right there this time, Sib. I'm sorry. Right there,
no, I get the money part. That's an offense, and it is wrong.
This one's for Cuba.
But that right there?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Cuba.
Oh, dear God.
Little known black history fact.
Is that the president didn't have enough to worry about.
Brought to you by the Home Depot. Bring on spring at the Home Depot with products that make yard work and gardening easier. Lasting curb appeal just got more affordable at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Yeah, it is so obvious when you walk around there. And everybody's friendly.
The lights, and you don't see many dark-skinned Cubans.
You do see them.
You see them. You see them everywhere. You just don't see them where money's being made.
You see them behind the scenes.
You see them behind the scenes. Because it's a socialist country, everybody gets paid the same amount of money. Except the white Cubans in the service industry, they make tips. But the average income that is paid to a Cuban by the government is something like $20 or $30, mm-hmm. Right?
On the average, yeah.
Yeah, and you get 2 dozen eggs, some bread, and meat to last your month.
You wonder why.
And people are texting in a couple of other Afro-Cubans, the great Soledad O'Brien.
Oh, yeah.
And the beautiful Laz Alonso.
Laz Alonso was Cuban?
Yeah.
Laz Alonso
is the reason why I went to Cuba the first time many years ago.
To
find somebody who looked like him. That's the God's honest truth. We went to Cuba.
I don't know that. Have you seen this guy?
Are there any more at home like you? He's like, oh yeah, they all look like me.
That sounds like something you do.
That does.
That is the God's honest truth. Yeah.
What year was this?
It was before 9/11, so it was around 2000.
Did you find him?
No.
And when we went 3 weeks, 3 or 4 weeks ago,
I was still looking.
You looking there?
I didn't see anybody that looked like Laz Alonso either.
Couple, but you know, they were way, way back behind the scenes. Oh, been a little difficult to sneak them in my suitcase.
But I saw plenty of Soledad O'Briens.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. I saw a lot of Soledad O'Briens. I mean, everywhere.
And the men are really charming. I got to tell you.
They're very charming.
They're very charming. They really are.
Now, I've seen documents. What's with the old cars? Is that. They have a lot of old cars.
That's how they make their money, because everybody wants to take a ride in some of the old cars.
And here's what's interesting.
With leaded gasoline.
Here's what's interesting, player. You can't get parts for any of these cars.
So, oh, you can't?
No, you can't get parts in Cuba for any of these cars. So they make their own parts.
Mm-hmm. Well, then the president better watch Air Force One.
I mean, you see
a box.
You come back, that thing's on block.
They'll take a pipe or whatever, make a carburetor out of it. They
I sure will be watching Air Force One. I got a carburetor. It's a big one, but I got one.
You go so fast, my friend.
Oh, my God, you go so fast.
Sammy Sosa is Cuban. Faison Love, it says, is Cuban. Is that right?
I thought Sammy Sosa was Dominican. He might be.
I think he is. Well, anyway.